Moncrief on News Talk.
Animal welfare cases are the responsibility of the Gardaí, yet their resources are stretched tight. And some claim that it's time to establish a dedicated animal welfare and crime unit. The My Lovely Horse Rescue Group thinks Ireland is in the midst of an animal welfare crisis, particularly in relation to urban horses. Martina Devlin is co-founder of the group. Good afternoon, Martina.
Hi there, how are you? Thank you for having me on.
So, in terms of urban horses, how bad are things?
Well, things are really bad because I'm literally standing right now out in Santry, where we've just been with the Dublin Fire Brigade trying to get a horse out of a ditch, and sadly we had to get it put to sleep. So things are pretty bad out there, and also for dogs too. It's not just horses, it's dogs. We are in an animal crisis right now. You know, pounds are full, dog pens, dog rescues are full. Horses are roaming streets in urban areas all over the country, and something has to give.
And when you say horses are roaming the streets, is it a case where somebody lives in an urban area, they take ownership of a horse and then they kind of get bored with it?
Yeah, well, we're summertime now, so there has been a lot of foals born, and some foals are not worth anything and they're given to kids. Kids ride them for the summer on, you know, foals, literally, all around the country. And these foals, you know, are absolutely, like, in bits, or when they die or whatever. Like, we had a case yesterday in Limerick, same thing. We were trying to talk to the guards to get help and stuff, because this poor little foal was going to die. It was being ridden at only about 4 months old. Like, that's insane.
Yeah. What are the legal requirements? What are they supposed to do?
Yeah, the legal requirements are the horse is supposed to be chipped and passported to you, but there's no police in that neither. Like, you see these big fairs going on all around the country, mainly during the summer. Ballinasloe, for instance, there's nobody really checking for passports and identification down there. So, I mean, you know, it's the good people, as always, that will make sure they have their horse chipped and passported, but the others just don't care.
Yeah. And often these horses then they're left to die someplace.
Yeah, exactly. They're tied up. They're left in bushes or whatever. Like the one we had this morning now looked like a well-cared horse, but what's a horse, you know, roaming around in Santry? We've no idea. Got caught in a ditch there probably all night, colic, which is really bad for the horse because its insides will twist. And sadly, we couldn't save it.
Yeah.
And that's just, I'm only 10 minutes after leaving that.
Yeah, and I see somebody on Twitter now has sent me a copy of a recent case of a dead horse that was found in Cherry Orchard. Who should be running these cases down then? Technically, it should be the Gardaí.
Well, I think everybody needs to work together. I think the government needs to understand that they need to support the Gardaí, and we do need an animal Garda crime unit. And the reason we need it is because a lot of guards don't understand where they stand in this. They don't understand, you know, they don't know the legislation very well. And they're not taught it anyway, so it's not their fault. But we do need it. We need guards that want us, and we have guards that want us, because what we need is people to be prosecuted. I know our prisons are full, but we need to be prosecuted with heavy fines, you know, because we're saying to everybody that animal welfare is a crime. So ask for a pulse number. And we're also saying animal welfare is a crime, but it also leads to other crimes, or it's part of other crimes. Money laundering, domestic abuse, drugs. We've seen animals mixed up in this kind of stuff like so many times that we have to get it through to people that it's not just, you know, people are going to say our country is in turmoil at the moment, but there's, you know, we have no time for just animal cruelty. You know, to put money and time and energy and resources into that. Well, I'm saying, yeah, actually, we need to, because it's all connected one way or the other. And crime against animals has gone up hugely.
Mm. But how many prosecutions have there been?
That's it. There's not enough prosecutions because there's not the want with the guards a lot of the time. So we're saying if there is a Garda Animal Crime Unit, that they can take over on some of those prosecutions. They either can do that, or if it's around the country, they can tell other guards then how they can go about it, what they need to do. We help guards all the time. We get all the paperwork done. We get the vet reports. If it's a dog, we get the vet and farrier reports. If it's a horse, and we try to push the guards as much as possible. But it's the guards with the want that do it. And we've also said to guards, you know, this can lead to other things. It might be a person that's into drugs or money laundering or something. You can get into that house then through, you know, well, I'm going in to check the welfare of the dog. There's many different ways and there's many different things, but there it is a needed, you know, it's definitely needed. Without a doubt, it is needed.
Mm. Though I assume that your average guard station, they're pulled in 10 different directions at once.
Of course, it's
a resources problem.
It is a resources problem, but we had a meeting with Assistant Commissioner Richardson. We explained everything to her. We went through everything. We're not just asking for something, you know, without solutions. We've given solutions. And our solutions are, what about a pilot scheme for 1 year? And let us show this, you know. At the moment, animal crimes are not on the register. So we'll get a register every year of exactly what's gone on in Ireland, kind of, you know, percentages, and that will be money laundering, drugs, petty theft, huge theft, whatever, stabbings, and then nothing on animal cruelty. So we're telling people, start to ask for a pulse number. It is our right to ask, our legal right to ask for a pulse number, and the guards legally have to give it to us when we ask. And that's the problem. We don't have it. It's not marked up as a priority.
Yeah. And apart from the situation with horses, like, what would be your major areas of concern in terms of cruelty?
Our major areas are the fact that there's so many issues going on with, like, horses, dogs. Like, dogs are being abandoned every day. Dogs are being, you know, tied up, left to die, beaten, cigarette burns. Everything. We've come across every single thing. Their poor legs shattered, so left. They're no good for hunting or whatever anymore. So many things left in back gardens when people decide to go on holidays. They've left the dog to die of thirst and starvation because they've decided to go on holidays. You've no idea of the cruelty that's out there, and people get away with it on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And we're not putting everything on the guards. Like, we're not saying the guards aren't great, because we have some of our volunteers are guards and they want this. They're pushing for this too. So, you know, we support the guards all the time and we know they're under-resourced. So therefore, why can't we just have at least four that could help other guards around the country and really make a change in Ireland? Because at this point, you know, it's Ireland is a joke as far as crime and animal crime. You know, it's awful. It's really awful.
Yeah. When you asked for that trial of a year of a dedicated unit, what was the response to that?
Well, we were told that, look, they would do other things as well, that maybe this could be something. They didn't say flat out no. They said, look, we'll be meeting again, which we are, in about 2 weeks' time, and we'll thrash out some other ideas also. But they definitely are behind us, and they do realise that there is a want for this around the country. So I think what we can do then is, you know, get into Temple Moor, teach the legislation to the guards so at least they have something when they come out. Teach them how to stand by a horse. Teach them how to deal with a dangerous dog. But also teach them that horses, dogs, the other animals are all part of cruelty in other areas. Like, you know, horses are used as drug mules. You know, they're imported, exported. That's how money is passed through and stuff. So this all needs to be seen and heard by the government, and they need to be the ones that go, right, that's it, we really are going to do something about this once and for all, rather than letting everybody away with everything. It has to stop somewhere, and I think a crisis is where it needs to be seen, heard and stopped.
In other European countries, would there be something like that?
Yes, absolutely. So this is the thing we're saying, why aren't you going by the likes of Switzerland, Sweden? We went 5 years ago, we went to the Netherlands and we met the police over there that are animal police. And they had something that started off just like what we were asking for. And it was such a success. It brought animal cruelty and it brought unsocial behaviour down as well, because that's where it's all connected. Same with domestic abuse. It helps on that as well because, you know, a lot of people, men or women in domestic abuse, are threatened by, we'll kill the dog if you leave. You know, we'll kill the cat if you leave. You know, people need to understand that. And that was something we brought up at the Dáil as well in a talk. And a lot of the, one of the ministers in particular and two TDs said, actually, that's something that we have actually come across. So it's not that we're talking about anything new or we're making it up as we go along. We're on the ground. We know what goes on. So that's why we're saying, please listen to us. You know, if other countries can do it, like France has trained 40,000 guards or police over there in animal welfare, and which is the right thing to do.
Martina, thanks a million for talking to us
today. Thank you so much.
That was Martina Devlin there, co-founder of My Lovely Horse Rescue.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.